I don't understand why you don't resent the woman who hits you.
Ma'am.
I don't understand why you don't resent the woman who hits you with a car.
A woman who does what?
That you got hit, didn't you, to get in the wheelchair?
No. I don't know her. I've been told that she was a dope fiend. I don't know whether she was or not. She knew me, but I did not know her. I saw her coming, and she was on the wrong side of the road, but it looked like it was way up there. She didn't have a dime's worth of insurance or anything, and different ones said I would sue her so she wouldn't do anyone else like that, but I could never do it. And they had to put her here in the recovery room. She told me, she said, Miss Franklin, I don't know what I did. And I was thrown, they said, 60 feet from where that car hit me. But I've never been back home to see just how and where it was. But the lady that I had ridden with, I rode with her every evening, she didn't know till Monday morning she lived at Tullahoma that I had been in this wreck. Mm-hmm. It was over the radio and all like that, you see, of course. But now she didn't know that I had been in this wreck.
Wasn't the woman's license taken away?
Or? Well, I don't know whether it was or not, but different ones said you should do something. She should not have been driving without insurance and things like that. And but, as I say, she had children and everything, and I've been taken care of. God has been with me. I know my life was spared for a purpose, and I cannot be harmed. No, I cannot. And I've just had it time.
Yeah. Okay, going back to kinds of animals. Have you ever heard a person called a peckerwood or woodpecker?
Yeah, just no peckerwood. They'd say one to kind of throw off.
Yeah, so it's sort of bad, but
yes,
not really.
That's right.
Just it's not an ugly word.
No,
I wouldn't say.
No,
it's just
where they're kind of ornery and all.
Yeah. This is a kind of black and white animal that has a real powerful smell.
Polecat.
Okay.
I've seen one down at my place one night. They have a terrible odor.
Yeah. Okay, and what kind of squirrels are there?
Well, squirrel is, I don't know what family it belongs to, but it's a little slender animal, and it has a tail with a lot of, you know, long hair on it. And they run up the trees. I've seen as many as five down there at my place, up the trees, jumping from one limb to the other, and even from one tree to the other. You cannot imagine being so active that they could do things like that.
Are there different kinds of squirrels?
Well, really, I don't know my squirrels.
Are there different colors?
Well, all I've ever seen are kind of gray.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about something that looks sort of like a squirrel and we can't climb trees?
Well, now, let's see what is that. Of course, we have the rabbits hopping around, you know, but they're fatter and everything. Their bodies are heavier and all. They make a jump.
What about I think it's brown and has little white stripes down it. Either a chipmunk or ground squirrel or...
Well, there is a ground squirrel, I know that. But really and truly,
like?
I really don't know the difference in a ground squirrel and the ones who hop limb to limb.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of fish are there around here?
Well, they have the catfish and the red horse and bream and I hear the bilking right. Well, honey, as close as that chair out there, the water has gotten up and I have a rock wall. And year before last time, I see folks sit there on that rock wall by my yard, and the fish weren't any longer than that when we would catch a whole string of those fish from that lake. It had backed up there, you see. I sure don't like to be that close to it, but when the government wants it, you don't have anything. If somebody wants it, they can be a man and take it, and that's what they did. But